Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
Hey, Terrell. How you doing, brother?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. The reason why I'm calling, I'm just trying to figure out when's the next time that you guys are going to send out my shipment or take it or take the payment out of my card. My confirmation number it is 365-88990.
Thank you. Verify your first and last name.
My first name is Abdias, and my last name is Concepcion.
Thank you, Mr. Concepcion. And I see your account. Verify your address.
Yeah, it's at 6063 Roosevelt Boulevard, apartment 201, Philadelphia, PA, 19149.
All right, just a second. Let me review. All right, the next shipment is coming out March 23rd.
That's when they're going to take the payment off?
Yeah, that's right. You'll be pre-authorized, and then when the shipment leaves from the warehouse, the payment will process.
On March 23rd, you said?
Yes, sir.
Because that will be next week on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay, next Tuesday. All right. Okay, do you have any idea what's coming in that shipment? Like, do I get anything free on this shipment? Do I get anything extra that you know of?
Yeah, let me preview it. Mm-hmm. I'll place you on a brief hold.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Your next one will contain 43 through 50. I'm not seeing any free items.
Okay. All right. 43 to 50, right?
Yep.
Okay. Can you find out also, you could do me a favor and find out why they only charged me, I believe it was 7, because I talked to the lady, I forgot her name. A couple of weeks ago or last month, she said that they were just going to start charging me only 76 something. She gave me like a 20% off discount or whatever. And that's supposed to happen when my next shipments that I still got left. Now, the shipment that I just got, the last one, from shipments 35 to 42, which was my last one. They charged me full price of 96 something. Now I would like to know why that happened, and is this next shipment going to be $96 or is it going to be 70 something dollars?
Now it shows that you did get the 20% discount. Your shipments used to cost $115.34, so it changed the total down to $96.51.
Oh, it was 115 and went up to $96. That's what happened? Oh.
Yeah, it used to be 115.34.
Oh, yeah, you're right, 96.51. Okay. But the shipment before that was before the 90. When was that? That was February 26th. On the 24th, they charged me $72.96.
$72.96?
Correct. I talked to the lady, and she said that my shipments were going to be $72.96 from that point forward. So when I got the last shipment, that's when it came to $96.51. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that price. Let me review your previous transactions. Just a second.
Yeah. I got them right here, right in front of me also.
All right, just waiting for this account to download. Still download. Here we go. Let me see. When were you told that?
That was for the 118 model that they sent me that I got. And then that was on Tuesday, February 9th. So I called maybe a couple of days before that, around that same week, or last week before that, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when I talked to the lady. And she said she worked for a company for 4 years. And that's when she gave me the 20% discount. And she told me that that every single shipment after that one, it was going to be $70.26. But then I got a charge of $96.51, which was the one that I just got. So, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I'm about to download everything and see what happened. I'll get to the bottom of it.
No problem. And then after we're done with this one, I got another question for you, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Appreciate your help, man. I really do.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, anything.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was 115.34. I'm looking back at my statements back in December 5th, 2020. And that one was 115.34. Then the one before that one.
It shows the, hold on just a second. I'm trying to see when the discount was given. It shows it was given January 21st.
Right. January 21st?
Yep. And it shows $72.96. I do see that. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, they charged me on February 9th on that one. That's what I got, at 2:58 in the morning. That was the one that was the one the lady gave me the discount. And then you guys charged February 26th the full $96.51.
Hold on just a second. I'm still reviewing. It does look peculiar.
I'm just trying to figure out if it's going to stay at 96.51 from this point forward.
Yes. Yes, it will be. Hold on. I'm still reviewing, trying to understand what happened. So she gave you a 20% discount on your last and your future shipment.
Right.
So you had actually a credit, and that's why I didn't charge you 96.51. She gave you a discount on your last package as well. So I'm trying to see Christy. So she really looked out for you. So you had a credit of 20.
Christy was her name. That was the one. Right.
Yeah,
right,
she
right.
Really looked out for you. So it gave you a discounted price toward that fifth shipment. And that's why it looked so peculiar.
Okay. Yeah, she told me that I was going to continue with the same percentage off throughout my whole entire shipments that I get in the future.
Yeah, she gave you that 20% discount. It really charged you $96.51, but since you had that credit on your account, it charged you $72.96. So I guess that's
that
where
one
the
time.
Yeah, it charged you that one time. But yeah,
I
see where the misunderstanding lies at. Yeah, she gave you that credit.
Yeah, because I also ordered a 118 scale, 118, it was like a manager special that you guys were having.
Uh-huh.
And and they charged me $60-something, $63, $61 to be exact, on January 16th. I got it. I built it, but then there was a piece that was missing or something. Or it was wrong with it. So I called you guys, and the lady that spoke to, she told me that she was going to send me out a new one. Well, I never received it for no extra charge.
What was the item number?
I do not have that item. I know is that it was on January 16th that they charged my card, and it was $63.61. The total. I got a
sounds like special.
Yeah. It was a scale 118 GTR. She said she
all right, now,
computer.
Yes. Yeah, I see this. Now what were you saying about the special now? The diecast Nissan GTR 118 scale?
Yeah. Correct. That it was a piece that was messed up in it, like it was missing, or the game didn't come with the right size piece.
Oh, something was missing?
Yeah. So she said she was going to send me a new one, but they never sent it out.
Let me look into this just a second. Mm-hmm. Did you describe to her what piece was missing or what
was
wrong?
Yeah, it was on the door panel. It's a little piece that you supposedly open the door with the door handle.
Mm-hmm.
You put in there, but it didn't fit at all because they sent me the same piece but only for one side of the door, not one for each side. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, said for only one side. I got you.
Right.
I'm notating that as well, just in case. I'm about to pull up.
Sorry?
I was just notating that as well, just in case.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, so she said she's going to send me a new one, but I never got it.
All right. And it says you called in stating that you were missing your left side door handle for the inside.
Right.
She said she informed that we don't have, I'm sorry, she probably misspelled, we don't have a way to just send that out. Perhaps we'll have to reship. So, yeah, she processed your reship that day. Let me pull up the tracking.
Okay. Because I never received it.
Hmm.
Yeah, because she told me that you guys don't send out those little pieces by itself. You have to get the whole thing, so.
Now, it says it was shipped out February 12th. But you didn't receive it. Yes. And no, the status is not available either. So I'm about to just process another reship.
Yeah, I never got it.
I'm sorry about that. You might receive two, but I'll make sure that we make sure you receive this one.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about that.
No,
you're welcome.
It's cool. You said February what, 12th?
Yeah. Yeah. Something had to happen then.
Yeah, because I never got no confirmation number. I never got no email, nothing. Because I usually get emails when you guys send out with my confirmation number, or when I'm receiving my parts or whatever for my GTRs. But I never got one for this particular model, the 118 scale. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now the reship won't send you a email with the tracking. You'll have, it might be best, or my suggestion is to call back in about 7 days after it ships, and we'll give you a tracking.
Okay, yeah, because I never got an email for that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't send an email for the reships.
Oh.
Yeah, only for your regular shipments.
Yeah, man, so they probably never send it out? Did it got misplaced during the shipment?
Yeah, it says it was in the hands of the USPS, and USPS says that it's not available, so it might be lost in the system. I hate to make excuses, but I'm not sure what happened.
No, not your fault, bro. It's not your fault. Don't worry about it, man. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I went ahead and processed your reship.
Okay.
So if you receive two, you could just keep it. Yeah, if it does get delivered.
Right.
And I processed that for you for free, of course. Was there anything else?
No. I think that was it, bro.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, thanks for calling Eagle Moss today, too, and have a good one today.
You too, man. Thanks for your help, man. I really appreciate it, brother.
And you're welcome. Goodbye.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
You too. Likewise.
All right. Bye.